The Bob Siegel Show on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Bob Siegel.
The Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by Primetime Media Group and the law offices of Matthew Simone.
Recurring themes on The Bob Siegel Show can also be found on his online column, Forbidden Table Talk.
It's time now for the Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist, Bob Siegel.
And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but you wonder what God might do to America's future. Isn't the Bible filled with stories of God judging nations when they turn away from Him? Well, yes, America has turned very far away from God. If at least the churches who believe in Jesus Christ were walking with Him, that wouldn't be as much of an issue because God does expect more from the churches. But the truth is, a lot of our churches today are compromising. And some Christians, and I alluded to a little of this last week, they would be just delighted if we had judgment and persecution because they're convinced that we're living in the last days, and that would mean that we're going to go through the seven-year tribulation and the Antichrist. And the question that I've asked often on this program, and I asked it last week, and let me ask it again this week, what if we're wrong? What if this is not the last generation? Jesus said nobody knows the day or the hour. There are people that make money off of books because they claim they know something Jesus said He didn't. No, I know Christ will return someday. We don't necessarily know that it's going to be within our generation. And if not, what kind of culture and country do you want to leave to your grandchildren? Lots going on in the news. We're continuing to pray for the victims in Texas and Louisiana and the people that lost their homes. I had you pray for some friends of mine last week, and I'm happy to say that their home was spared, and one of the few homes in their neighborhood that was spared. So God was really looking out for them, but God cares about all of them. Here to discuss the news and the future of our country with me, rotating co-host and personal friend and author for National Review, Mike Friedenberg. Mike, welcome back to our program.
Bob, thanks for having me back. A lot of stuff in the news, and very happy to be here.
Yep. Good.
So what I thought I would do is, it's, you know, I definitely can have a tendency to go toward the negative and look for the black lining and the silver cloud. But I thought I would just start off by talking about some of the things that Donald Trump has gotten done in since his administration.
He'd done is sneeze, that would have already meant he got done more than the Republicans in Congress have gotten done.
Absolutely. But first of all, we have Gorsuch. The appointment of a solid Supreme Court judge. That alone would have been enough.
And Mitch McConnell backed him up on that one.
Yes, he did.
And that was about the last good thing Mitch McConnell has done.
And when Donald Trump was running, that's the one thing that I thought to myself. I was pretty convinced that he would be better on the issues than most people thought he would be. But I thought to myself, no matter what, if he appoints a good Supreme Court justice, we're hanging on the edge. If we lose the court, it's a complete and utter disaster for the country and for conservatism, mainly the country.
Because if we lose the court, it won't matter how conservative our president or Congress is or how conservative 90% of the people might be. It'll be judges and an oligarchy that will be ruining our country. That we shouldn't have to care about the courts. The courts should not have that much power, but unfortunately they do. It's unconstitutional, but they do. So we have to be careful about who's on the court.
So on that basis alone, I will say this. Anybody that worked or did anything in a way that damaged his chances of getting election and increased the chances of Hillary Clinton getting elected, knowing what she would do to the Supreme Court, I just could not understand it. So we have the Supreme Court and also over 40 excellent federal judicial appointees by Donald Trump of star quality.
Well, you know, there's so much going on in the news. He's done a few things under the radar because we haven't been hearing a lot about these federal judges. He seems to just kind of be quietly appointing them.
Yeah, and quietly appointing them excellent judges who believe their job is to interpret the law, not to make the law.
How are they getting confirmed, though? What, don't they still have to go through
Congress? Have to go through a process there, but they're basically, it's a 50-plus-1 process at this point.
Oh, okay. Because they got rid of the nuclear option.
The nuclear option is in effect.
They should get rid of the nuclear option for everything.
Well, they just should use it for everything, I guess.
Use it for everything, yes. is what I meant to say. Yeah, yeah.
And maybe they should use it, for North Korea. Huh, Bob? No.
Yeah, well, I can think of a few nuclear options. You know what? We should be taking that guy out. The only talks we should have should be the eulogy at that guy's funeral. I'm tired of this. And I know that if we went and took out their nuclear arsenal, he might attack South Korea. I get that. I would not want to see that. I don't know what the alternative is, short of maybe just assassinating him and trying to have a more successful version of the Bay of Pigs. But the alternative is that we're going to wait around for him to fire a rocket. It might not be at Guam. It might be in New York City. They have developed a nuclear weapon. That is now
nuclear weapons. We've known that for a
while. They don't yet have the ability to carry them well in their rockets, but they're getting there.
I'm hoping that our government knows more than you and I about his exact capabilities, but that is the fear. And each day, let's say they don't quite have the capability yet to have high assurance of delivering a nuclear weapon where they want to, that Kim Jong-un does not have that. Each day we wait is a day he gets closer to having that capability. Or each day we wait is a day where he can actually bring up another missile that's capable of reaching someplace. So time is not on our side.
Yeah, we've tried it the liberal way. Bill Clinton paid him $5 billion to not develop nuclear energy. And he went, oh, okay, sure, Bill. Thanks for the check. That's money, the best spent money we've ever had as a country.
No, and so each day is, time is not on our side, so we need to figure out how to do something there. But with that said, going back to what we were talking about, the judges, is Trump is appointing excellent judges. That alone means that all the criticisms by the Never Trumpers was illegitimate, right then and there. That's it by itself is enough. But let's go on and see what else he's done. He killed the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, that's a little bit controversial in some circles of conservative circles. I personally, being a traditional conservative, like a Ronald Reagan type conservative, believe it was a good thing. I think it would have been a giant job killing piece of legislation. I'm happy it's killed. But something that somebody who's going to call themselves a conservative has to agree with is he killed the Paris Accord. Now, every one of these things is completely different than what we would have gotten.
Which is supposedly the reason we had a hurricane in Texas.
Yes,
because he killed the Paris Accord. And, we didn't have hurricanes before global warming was invented.
He reversed the Cuba deal that Obama unilaterally put in
effect. Which was a horrible thing Obama had done. Yeah. And I should say, I do not believe presidents should have that much power with executive orders. But if he's mostly overturning what Obama did when he usurped his authority, well, if a president put them into place, a president can at least rescind them.
Absolutely. And he also signed an executive order supporting religious liberty by mandating that federal agencies, instead of working as hard as they can to thwart or curtail religious liberties for Christians, they're now being told to adopt the constitutional provision of supporting religious freedom. And so this was, and with an eye towards setting the stage for overturning the Johnson administration.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that he wants to overturn the Johnson Amendment, which they'd have to do through the Congress.
So we would have this with Hillary Clinton in place, right? That alone by itself is such a huge differentiation. So I have to say, once again, I don't understand it. I'm going to take people at the word that they had in their mind good reasons for opposing Trump. I still don't understand it given the consequences, but now that you've got the evidence of what he's doing, yes, you may not like every little thing. You may not like the fact that he doesn't talk about Ludwig von Mises and Milton Friedman and Maury Rothbard, but now that you've seen him in office, you can see that he generally he's not a populist. He's a conservative with populist tendencies. He really is behaving conservatively.
Well, he has been so far. Now, I am a little bit concerned that some of the more conservative members of his cabinet are leaving. And I don't like some of the mainstream people that are in there. They're going to try to give us a mainstream president. And I do believe Donald Trump is very sincerely pliable and that he will listen. But unfortunately, if he starts listening now to the wrong people, and he's already walked back some things, like the Jerusalem being the capital of Israel, he's his McMaster's has gotten rid of just about every pro-Israel person in the cabinet. So there are some problems. I'm concerned about what's – I mean, I gave up on the liberals and the Democrats long time ago. But I'm concerned that his own party, the Republicans, are deserting him at the flank. And I'm just concerned about what's happening within his own cabinet. Obviously, there have been leaks, even from his administration. This guy is fighting a war on every front. It's not just a fifth column. There's a sixth and seventh and an eighth column.
It's been brutal. And I do share your concerns. It's something that's out of our control. I'm just going to hope that there is some good things about this. The thing about
it is, he'll rely on his instincts when he's getting bad advice.
Here's the other thing that's kind of the issue that we're facing. What we wanted was people to come in there that are as anti-establishment as you and I, that yet had the experience working in massive bureaucracies like the federal government, that knew the nuance of it, and yet could be congenial and have enough people skills to work well with the people who are lifelong bureaucrats of the federal government. Those people don't exist, Bob. That's the problem.
Yeah, folks, Jesus Christ ain't running this year. Trump may talk without a filter. There may be things about his personality you don't like. I look at the policies. I don't care about his personality. Who's got a nicer personality than John McCain? He just sold us all up the river.
Yes. Well, I guess my point being is trying to find those anti-establishment people that could also effectively pull the powers, you know, pull the levers of the power of government is very difficult. So it's going to be a balancing act for him, because he has to have people there that understand that aren't. I mean, you can come in there and be as bright as you are, but to understand how a massive bureaucracy and how things work in the government, it takes experience. And some of the people he brought in were great campaigners, but maybe they just didn't know how the levers of power are pulled in government. Who knows? I'm just throwing that as a possibility.
Well, I just hope that just as he took out the Republican candidates one by one at the primary, he'll take out the Republican adversaries now. And the Republicans would deserve to lose the House and Senate in the midterm elections, but of course we don't want that. So what I hope is that the ones betraying him will lose their seat in the primaries, and that would be ideal, to have the Republicans hold on to it, but get rid of the ones that are deserting him at the flank. This is Bob Siegel and Mike Friedenberg. We will be right back.
As if you haven't figured it out by now, Bob is mildly opinionated about the ultimate issues of life. But Bob also respects the opinions of others. To offer your own viewpoint or to challenge Bob with a thought-provoking question, give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. You can also reach Bob through Facebook, Twitter, or questions@bobsiegel.net.
When you trust the care of your children to others, it's comforting to know they share the same Christian values, that what you teach your children at home is also taught in their preschool environment. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is an all-inclusive preschool where the staff ministers to all children of all abilities, including children with special needs, through a curriculum developed by the owners and designed for the preschool-age child 3 to 5. During these preschool years, your children will make important developmental gains, as well as social and emotional development that'll be the foundation for their overall success in life. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is a state-licensed, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching preschool and a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Contact us now at WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com and secure a space for your preschooler. WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com or call 619-440-1044. 619-440-1044. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool.
Welcome back to 1170 The Answer. This is Bob Siegel and Mike Friedenberg.
Well, Bob, just to kind of go back to what we were talking about, some of the positive things. You know, people have been going on and on about he hasn't passed any major legislation. And it's true, two of the key elements that he was hoping to get done this year, you know, the health care reform, you know, repeal and replace Obamacare, the Republican establishment completely
Whose
failed on
fault
that.
Is it that
they
he
fell
hasn't,
apart.
The Republicans fell apart. And then the Democrats, out of one side of their mouth, love to complain that he hasn't passed any legislation. And then out of the other side of their mouth, in the same breath, they brag about how they're opposing him and will not allow him to pass any legislation. You just can't make this stuff up anymore.
No, you can't. But one major piece of legislation he definitely passed was the Veteran Administration bill, and that basically incorporates a lot more accountability and is starting to put through some genuine reforms to the Veterans Administration, the VA hospital. So far, over 500 people have been fired. And that's what it did. It actually put special provisions in, allowed civil servants to be fired.
Well,
something that should be done for all the federal government.
Yeah, because usually once you get a job for the government, it's a cushy lifetime appointment. And hearing 500 government workers getting fired, that just puts a smile on my face and a bounce in my step, Mike.
Well, it should. But not just because they're getting fired, it's because they were doing a poor job, and that job was resulting in horrible care for our veterans.
The VA was a nightmare under Obama.
Yes.
But then again, what wasn't a nightmare
right.
under Obama?
So they managed to, you know, pull themselves into the modern day, and they created a smartphone application that allows the veterans to set up appointments online and cancel appointments online. They have a hotline. They put whistleblower legislation to effect to protect people that they're turning people, you know, with malfeasance, with people that are doing wrong at the Veterans Administration. So really, that's very significant. At the same time, he basically has said, hey, my generals know how to fight wars. Unlike Obama, who literally, practically would sit there in the White House with his gear telling the squads, I want you to hide behind that rock, you know, and then open up with your, wait a minute, don't use your M4,
and call three attorneys before you decide what to do on the battlefield.
And also call attorneys to make sure that it's legitimate, right? He has basically said he's unleashed his generals. He has also loosened up the rules of engagement to realistic kinds of rules of engagement that could potentially allow us to actually defeat and kill these terrorists. So he's done that.
And he's put out an order that the military is not to pay for transgender operations.
Well, that's the other thing. Not only they were paying for the gender reassignment surgery, which could be $100,000, they were paying for
Why should
the
that
hormones.
Be the job of the military,
and so,
no matter what
all,
your position
no matter,
is
but,
on that issue?
But that's ridiculous. That is so far away from what the military is supposed to be about.
The military is not supposed to be about social engineering.
So forget
no matter
about,
what view you have on
right.
that, we should be glad that he
yeah,
took
and
that
And so
away.
It was not – we are not stronger – by having that kind of thing happen in the military. So Trump had the guts to do it. He also eliminated the pressure and the executive order pressuring states to allow, you know, women in men's bathroom, men in women's bathrooms. He did that. Okay. Once again, conservatives should be happy. He has sponsored legislations to privatize air traffic controllers. Congress has passed it. The Senate did not, U.S. Senate. But, you know, once again, privatizing a segment of government. Conservatives should be happy.
Hey, maybe if the Republicans took another month off like they did in August, mm-hmm. Trump would get even more things done. It seems like we get more done when they're not here.
You know, what's really nice and refreshing, when he goes and visits a foreign country, they actually show out and honor him as like he's the president of the United States. Forget about it's Trump. When the president of the United States shows up to a country, you should have the appropriate honor. And he has basically made it really clear that unless that's there, it's not happening.
And
he's demanded that.
Let's pay some homage to the way he handled this hurricane in Texas. Oh. I mean, he did a fantastic job.
But
no matter what he does, they're criticizing him.
The thing, though, that I was really upset, though, is that Melania Trump was wearing heels. Now, it was a really good job. But other than that, the Melania
Trump
heels thing. Did you know
Geraldo Rivera, who's so full of himself, went on Fox News, and he likes to portray himself as a friend of Donald Trump. He's up there. I want to give my friend Donald Trump some advice. Next time you go to the hurricane, don't have Melania wear her high heel shoes. And I'm just going, give me, not to mention the fact that she already had Nikes on the plane. She came off with Nikes. They weren't parachuted into the plane while she flew. But who? She could have stepped off in high heels and a dress, and I wouldn't have cared. At least they went.
Well, they
at
went.
At least they went to Texas.
But the thing that you almost forgot about, just how difficult it was for Milani on that plane, the 747, the presidential 47, to be able to change her high heels out of into the white tennis shoes. It was very cramped. She was all crunched up.
Yeah,
it almost didn't happen.
I could see how that would have been a real problem.
That was very difficult, yes. Yeah. So he did manage.
And then they mentioned he wasn't touchy-feely enough. He didn't show as much compassion. Then he went back, and he's hugging all these kids. And I can just hear them now. I'm just waiting for them to go, oh, that was just a photo of. Did you see him hug that African-American girl? He just did that to try to prove to us he's not a racist. There's nothing he can say. There's nothing he can do. They're going to criticize him no matter what.
And what's disgusting is we should have every major Republican leader regularly coming out in the media, publicly supporting Donald Trump and praising for the things he's getting done and keeping their mouth shut on the small things that aren't getting done, because that's what you do when you want to win.
As if the Republicans have any credibility to talk about what's not getting done right now.
Of course. So the other thing is that 20 years ago, we passed legislation to implement a vetting system for people entering the country that would track them and would also track them when they left. It was never implemented and ever put into effect. Trump's actually doing that so that when somebody leaves the country, we can actually now say, hey, we've got a record they left. Or they didn't leave.
Well, it seems like Obama, as far as his foreign policy was concerned, was determined to take America down a peg because he viewed us as this colonizing dictatorial power. And I don't think he wanted us to be the mightiest nation in the world anymore. And he came very close to succeeding with that goal.
There's many things I admired about George W. Bush. But there was a number of things I did not. And he was every bit as bad on the immigration issue as Obama was.
Well, a lot of the Republicans are bad on it because they're catering to the big businesses which want the cheaper labor. Okay, we will be right back. Bob Siegel. They say a man's home is his castle. So when it comes to the wiring of your house, you don't want to mess around with some unknown electrician. Instead, do what I did. Call W&S Electric Incorporated. W&S specializes in both contracting and repair. From troubleshooting to remodeling to circuit breakers and fuses, W&S takes a skilled but personal interest in your home at affordable rates. I know the owner, Wayne Klingenhofer, personally, and I can testify firsthand to his integrity. Call 619-447-8785. That's 447-8785 for W&S Electric Incorporated. License number 480-539. W&S Electric.
People are enjoying Bob Siegel's time travel novel, Push the Winds Around. Check out these customer reviews on Amazon.com. This is one of those books like certain movies where you keep thinking about it long after you finished. Once I picked it up, I didn't want to put it down until I'd read the entire book. Literally, a page-turner. Every character came to life. Their personalities were well-defined and consistent. First thing I did after I finished the book was to ask about the sequel. The next customer said, I read this book cover to cover in one sitting. Great read with completely unexpected ending that left me wishing there was just one more chapter. Give yourself a couple of hours to read it all at once because you won't want to put it down. Push the Winds Around, available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Well, Mike, you were going down a list of Trump's accomplishments that he's getting done despite the Congress, many of which are just so returning hideous things Obama did. Go ahead and continue down your list.
Yeah. Yes, Bob. So what I'd like to propose to do is just kind of quickly go down a number of these without talking about it too much. Then I want to talk about a person that some people may have heard of, some people may not have heard. His real name is Robert James Ritchie, but many of you all know him by a different game. We'll talk about Robert James Ritchie in just a bit.
That's Spider-Man, right?
That's
or Superman.
It, it's, yes, it's Clark Kent's alternate.
No, there you go.
Even milder Clark Kent. Okay.
Even milder Clark, Clark Kent.
Yes, mild mannered Clark Kent. So, so in August, the national unemployment rate fell to 4.3%. It's the lowest we've had in 16 years. The black unemployment rate is down to 7.5%, the lowest it's been in 17 years. The prime age labor participation rate, and labor participation rate is very important. That's the number of people that are of a certain age that are actually in the market looking for jobs. That's a very, very important statistic. And the prime participation age range is from 25 to 54. Well, that hit 81.8% in July of this year, the highest it's been since 2010. So really, it's very important. And it's also, since Trump came into office, over 1.1 million people have left the food stamp rules, which is excellent. I mean, that's just a food stamp mentality is bad.
He's just gone in like a sledgehammer.
Right. And now people are trying to say that they don't. He's been in too short a time to get credit for this. That's not true. He has already put into effect within the federal government changes in how we handle regulations. And also what's very important is a lot of the economy is about how you feel the economy is. And with Trump in there, people have felt good that he's pro-business. He's trying to cut regulations. He has cut regulations. He has gone out and aggressively promoted bringing jobs back to the United States. So the positive feeling that's in the market and people hiring people, a lot of that has to do with Donald Trump. And also some of the policies he's doing are actually starting to kick in now. So he does deserve great credit for this.
I know a husband and wife. The wife hates Trump. But the husband asked her, have you looked at your 401k lately? So to see if she might change her mind a little bit.
He has slashed the budget for the Environmental Protection Agency.
There you go. That could have been the only thing he would have done, and he'd have me.
We have 10,000 less federal employees than we did under Obama.
Yeah. Obama was much more concerned about global warming than he was about terrorism.
This last quarter, we had a growth rate. Obama, the growth rate averaged about 1.5%. Last quarter, we had a 2.6% growth rate for the GDP. They expected to be as high as 3.4 to 3.6% in the third quarter.
Yeah, and I hear the Democrat pundits come on TV and give Obama the credit for that.
That's millions of jobs and trillions over the period of his term. That could be trillions of dollars in additional money and millions of jobs. So there's a lot of stuff happening. If you think about the people he has appointed, Betsy DeVos, somebody that truly believes that parents should be the primary decision makers and local control of education.
And she's been vilified in such an unfair way.
And he has been pushing legislation and pushing back decisions back to the state and local education there. So all these things here that you would think conservatives would be jumping up and cheering for, Donald Trump has done. So we could go down this list, but a lot of things have been happening very positive with Donald Trump in the office. I will say this. He doesn't talk about it enough. He spends too much time, responding to his critics. I believe he could balance it out.
He knows how to – he takes the bait. Let me ask you something, Mike. I know that you know a lot of conservative Republican never-Trumpers. Have you seen any of them come around?
I have, definitely. Good. I have seen some people come around. I'm not going to say any names, but I have seen some people start to come around.
Well, we can't say any names. Somebody will go egg their card.
No, because I don't want to. They're friends, so I don't want to embarrass them. So,
well, they could get into trouble for saying over the air that they're for Trump.
So there is many of things. You know, he's got Kate's Law in the process of getting passed. They are withholding federal funds from sanctuary cities. I mean, it goes on and on. This illegal immigration is down 70%. He's talking about a very smart plan to reform legal immigration that instead of just bringing in people by chain migration, you know, the poorest people bring in more poor people who really will never be able to be in. It'd be very difficult for them to be net contributors. They're looking for people that can actually, you know, succeed and go after the American dream.
Yeah, and he'll get sued for withholding funds from sanctuary cities, but if he's putting in a lot of federal judges, then that can not get immediately overturned and might last until it gets to the Supreme Court.
It will take a number of years to reverse the 8 years we had of Obama, you know, to balance it out.
But we've got to get rid of that deep state in Washington.
Yes, though. We do. But that deep state is immensely powerful and immensely entrenched. A lot of the deep state is civil servants with lifetime. So it's a very difficult task there. But what I want to do now is I want to talk about a guy that's kind of interesting. And he's interesting in himself, but he's also interesting in sort of just a general question about what we're looking for now as conservatives and Republicans and people who want what is best for our country. And the person I'm talking about is Robert James Ritchie. The other name that he's known by far and away much more well-known, is Kid Rock. Now, Kid Rock is a pretty controversial rock and roll guy. He's kind of a combination of hard rock, rap, a little bit of a shock aspect.
Well, he won't be allowed to do rap anymore because he'll be accused of co-opting
cultural appropriation.
Culture. Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, that's interesting. People will say,
all he has to do is say, I think I am black. And then they won't be able to say anything in response.
Well, that's possible. But actually, a group called Blondie is thought to be the first group to really do a rap song. And Blondie was Lily White.
Yeah, but you can't confuse people with facts these days.
Okay, Mike. Anyway, but regardless. Okay, so anyway, so Kid Rock, very popular. You know, he sold millions of albums. He's out of Michigan. Very patriotic. Regularly goes out and entertains the troops. I mean, he wears red, white, and blue. He's a big Second Amendment guy, big hunter.
Well, maybe people that talk without filters are going to be the in thing now.
Now, but he does really talk without filters.
Okay, we'll talk without filters about how he talks without filters when we come back.
We'll be a bit more restrained.
This is Bob Siegel. Looking for a church? Maybe not. Perhaps you've had your fill of churches. Maybe you even grew up in the church. Maybe as a kid you were dragged to Sunday school against your will. Maybe you used to throw spit wads as Mrs. Pumpernickel tried desperately to interest you in the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. You may have grown up listening to long sermons, anxiously looking at your watch to see how much of the game you were missing at home on TV as the pastor made his 97th point. Or perhaps you were not raised as a Christian at all. Instead, you have merely encountered Christians. Maybe some obnoxious personality tried to shove the gospel down your throat using all the tact of a lawnmower in a barber shop. Well, my friend, perfect Christians don't exist because perfect people don't exist. That's why Jesus died for our sins. So I'm not going to tell you that the people of Skyline Church are perfect. I'm just going to tell you that we come real close. No, actually, you'll just find people who struggle with life the same as you. But we're honest about the struggle, and we help each other with the struggle. What you will find is a church that takes the love of Jesus Christ seriously. After all, his message is one of mercy and inclusion, and we don't need 97 points to talk about God. Ask anybody. Our sermons have never made more than 96 points. Skyline Church at 94 in Hamishaw, Sunday morning services at 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Bob Siegel Show. I'm joined today with Mike Friedenberg, and he's talking about Kid Rock and a possible bid for, I believe it's the Senate he's thinking of running for, right?
Yes, U.S. Senate.
And then the presidency, and if that works out, the world!
The galaxy.
So the galaxy, yes.
The galaxy, yes. So the seat he would be running for would be 2018, would be the seat held by Debbie Stabenow. And a poll done in July showed Kid Rock very, very close to Stabenow in a race head-to-head. By the way, Kid Rock leading by a substantial margin against any other named Republican candidates. And Debbie Stabenow, Senator Stabenow, 43% over his 41%. However, when they included voters who were leaning toward either candidate, Richie led with, that's Kid Rock, with 48%, with Stabenow at 46.9%. Another poll has come out recently that shows Stabenow with a bit of lead over Richie.
Is that a seat that's opening up in the
yes,
next election?
Yes, in 2018.
Oh.
Okay, so that's when he'd be running.
Be
nice now, he has not officially declared
it. It would be nice
yet.
To replace some of our so-called conservatives right. with some real conservatives.
Well, now, here's the thing is, there is no, he has not put out any position papers. All we know is that he's very patriotic. We know that he supports the troops. We know that he supported the Iraq war, that he wants to kill Saddam Hussein, slit his throat even said.
Well, if he's a patriot and he loves our country and he's a nationalist, then that must mean he's a bigot and a racist
right, well,
and a homophobe and a xenophobe and an Islamophobe.
We also know that he's been interviewed on national TV, very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Has he spoken in favor of Trump?
Yes, he does. He has spoken in favor of Trump.
And in show business, that's a pretty gutsy thing to do these
days. He is very anti-political correctness, tremendously anti-political correctness. So, I mean, he's got some of the qualities there. He's going to be, he would not, an intrusive IRS, he would not support. Okay.
Well, this is very important, Mike. Is he married and does his wife wear high-heeled shoes? That's the main thing that concerns people.
He's divorced.
Okay.
I don't think he's married right now.
He can make sure he marries someone that doesn't wear high-heeled shoes, he'll
remember,
be okay.
Baywatch, Pamela Anderson?
Yes.
He was married
Babe
to her.
Watch, as people
yes,
used to call
he was
it.
Married to Pamela Anderson.
He was? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Well, I know she wore high-heeled shoes.
She did. So if you were to go on the internet and watch videos of his stuff, you could find him dropping the F-bomb in him pretty regularly. You could find him saying, mother F-bomb.
You know what? I care about the policies. They can.
Okay.
I don't like the F word, but that's not where it gets.
You will see the video full of scantily clad women with nice figures and bikers and things like that.
We're not going to get a perfect candidate if they're anti-political correctness and they have the right policies. Once again, we're not electing God. We're okay. electing
Well,
here, a human
here's the
being.
Question I want to ask, and I just want to toss out there because I know there's different views. Certainly, I would like somebody that let's say I'm a parent, and I am, but I've got kids. And I want a role. I mean, it would be ideal if the candidates I was supporting could also be role models. I'd like that. If I could get everything I want, I'd like that. So somebody who can be foul-mouthed, whose lifestyle is not necessarily what I would endorse, is not my ideal on the outset. But on the other hand, if I have to choose between somebody like that who will stand up for free speech, somebody that won't let the press cow them, versus somebody who can say all the conservative words, that doesn't swear. He swears in private, but not in public, of course. But then when the press comes after him, they did curl up into a fetal position, crying, don't hurt me, mommy, don't hurt me. I mean, we're in a time where free speech is under such a big assault that somebody that's willing to stand up for it counts for a lot.
Well, yeah, you used the magic word, you said ideal. Let's go with that word ideal. In an ideal world, of course, it would be nice to have a president who's a good role model, who doesn't swear on TV, who doesn't have sights on the video with scantily clad women. That would be nicer. But like you said, we're in danger of losing our free speech. And if we don't do something about the political correctness, the only role models that are going to be left for kids are dictators and judges. So there's sometimes when things have gone way too far to one extreme, we need somebody of another extreme to balance it out.
I have come to that conclusion. I wouldn't have thought this 10 years ago. I wouldn't have thought this 12 years ago, Bob. But when I've seen the complete breakdown from the Republican Party and its unwillingness to stand up and let itself, I mean, what we have is what I would call far too many castrated conservatives out there.
Yeah, and Mike, we're living in a culture where kindergartners are being taught in school that if they want to be a boy one day and a girl the next day, there's nothing wrong with that. Frankly, if that's how far we've gotten, I don't care what kind of role model the president is. I want a president who's going to do something about policy and turn back this hideous political
correctness.
Well,
we're not even talking about president. We're talking about one of 100 U.S. senators.
Any politician is a role model.
And he would be replacing a liberal Democrat. So that's a plus. And I think most people would agree that Republicans are conservatives, that maybe he's not at their ideal, but if he can replace a liberal Democrat, that's good.
I'm reminded of a story that was attributed to Lincoln. I don't know whether this is a legend or whether it's true, but it's a great story. When somebody came to Lincoln and complained that Ulysses S. Grant, who was his best general, he had to finally fire Fremont because Fremont wouldn't ever make an advance. Somebody came and said, General Grant has a real problem. He keeps drinking too much and he keeps getting drunk. And Lincoln said, if I can find out what he's drinking, I'll give it to all of my generals. I mean, I think that's the way we got to start looking at it here.
General Grant was a pretty hoarse guy as well. But I want to go ahead and just say some of the lyrics from Kid Rock. Because
you don't say anything that has an FCC regulation.
No, we won't. Okay. He does actually have some thoughtful lyrics. He has thought of things. I don't know, as I said, I can't say everything. And maybe he'll come out with some stuff that means we can't support him. But for now, it's the song is called Abortion. My veins are popping from this love inside. I just can't let it out. This pipe and these needles are my only guide. We've got me on the wrong side. What is my life about? Living in the shadow of a man I've never seen, dreaming like a lonely child. I know your brothers and your sister and your mother too. Man, I wish you could see them too. Oh, Lord. Man, I wish you could see them too. Man, I wish you could see them too. So can I come to see you sometime? Because I've been missing you. I've never heard you cry. I've never heard you whine. I'm feeling oh so young, but still I must die to get to you. And if I do wonder how just you will see me, and implicate the things I've done. I'm dying in the shadows of this man I've never seen. I'll see you soon. Now, where's my gun? Oh, Lord, where's my gun? Let me open your eyes. Let me see who you are. I am you. You are me. We are part of the second coming of Christ. It's God himself in a jar. Let me open your eyes. I could go on a little bit, but his position is he's not 100% for making abortion illegal. But I guarantee you it'd be against public funding and expansion of the thing. It'd probably be against funding Planned Parenthood as well.
Okay, we'll be right back. Buying a home? Selling a home? It goes without saying that you need somebody experienced and skilled, but you also need a realtor you can trust, a man who will look out for your interests as if they were his own. This is Bob Siegel, here to steer you the right direction with just two words, Fred Valduti. Fred works with Realty Executives All Area, a company that has sold thousands of homes locally since 1994. Putting your home up for sale or selling a home can be stressful, filled with decisions you never anticipated. So put your mind at ease and call Fred Valduti. He sold my home for me at top price. Every step along the way, I benefited from his wisdom and a very generous usage of his time. By the way, Fred Valduti received the Executive of the Year Award for 2014. What? You say that was a couple of years ago? Listen, wise guy, do you want to mark the calendar or do you want somebody to sell your home for you? Whether buying or selling, the man you want is Fred Valduti with Realty Executives All Area, 619-719-7717. That's 619-719-7717 or fredvalduti.com.
Is it really true that there will be peace in the Middle East if we just have a two-state solution? Or are some people instead challenging Israel's right to exist at all? Is it true that Jews have no historical claim to the Holy Land and stole that land from a people called the Palestinians? Bob Siegel's latest book challenges the historical revision of the Israeli-Palestinian situation and shows how Israel's struggle may soon be the struggle of the entire world. The Holocaust Against Israel by Bob Siegel, available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Down to our last segment. Go ahead and turn things right back over to you. I do want to say something about that poem you read from Chris Rock. You would not think that that was a heavy metal type of musician to have written lyrics like that.
Well, I do think that somebody like him probably has a thoughtful, sensitive side, as well as his brash public persona, and that you got to see that.
And I don't follow heavy metal, so I suppose they do have good lyrics from time to time. What do I know?
Yeah, actually, there is some very good lyrics in heavy metal. Some of them are actually profound. Some of them are not so good. It's, you know, it's a wide range. But here's something something that you and I would agree upon is that fear of the Lord, a belief in God, is the beginning of all wisdom. If you don't even have that comprehension, even if you don't know that God is Jesus or the Father, and I mean the Christian God, if you at least believe that there's a God, and Kid Rock is a Christian, he would say he's a Christian, and he does talk about his faith. It's obviously comes out a little bit differently than yours and I's, and we could sit there and say, well, perhaps there could be a little bit of modification of behavior here and there, but he does believe in God, he does believe in forgiveness, he believes in sin, things like that. So it's just, you know, as I said, it that is something that's worthwhile knowing.
Yeah, and of course, the reverse of the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The reverse is also true. The famous saying that when people stop believing in God, they'll start believing in anything. Look at the ludicrous things people believe today. The group that's doing violence on the campus, that's not real violence. And those of you that complain about it, you're the violent ones just by complaining.
Right.
See, people that don't believe in God, they believe stuff like that.
So with somebody like Kid Rock, as I said, I wouldn't have probably been open to his candidacy 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago. But with what I've seen happen in our country,
Trump's big mouth has kind of paved the way
for Trump.
Him.
No, it's not Trump. It's just, and my eyes have been opened just to how far we've gone down the path of fascistic PC political correctness, and that we need the people that have the guts to speak up.
Now, we need a few bulls in the China cabinet.
Right,
that's what we
need. So if somebody like Kid Rock speaks out on something, then another Republican can, you know, maybe see if they still have, you know, some guts, and they can come behind them and sound more reasonable, but also talk about the same tough issues. So we need some people like that in the party that have some guts to really talk about issues. And the thing is, this is a guy that the average blue-collar person is going to relate to far more than some erudite guy who can, you know, feels comfortable writing for National Review. Once again, I write for National Review myself, and I appreciate that. But, you know, that's one segment of the movement, but we need to be able to reach a broader audience than National Review reaches. So I will just say that there.
We need to learn to say things in a pop fashion.
In a pop fashion.
Plain speech.
So where does Kid Rock stand? Here's what I'm pretty confident. Lower taxes and a less intrusive IRS. Check. Strong defense and support for the troops. Check. Understanding that winning wars includes collateral damage. He's actually spoken on that.
Understanding Check. That winning wars means winning wars.
It also means that when you're trying to win a war against the kind of enemies we're facing, that there are going to be some innocent lives lost. If you don't realize that, you may as well roll up
and give
up.
They go out of their way to use civilians as shields. What are we going to do, just roll over and play dead?
Well, yes, and they'll help you on that too. They'll make you make your play act.
You won't even have to play dead. Yeah,
you'll just be dead.
Dead.
So he would, I'm very confident he would be at least against public funding for abortion, and probably would be.
Well, with that poem that he wrote.
Be for defunding Planned Parenthood. He's against political correctness and for free speech. And he would not want to regulate free speech. He would not want to regulate free speech of even people that disagree with him. Now, he might want to beat him up, but he would make a lot of
sense. And you know, the popular thing we're hearing today is people are saying, oh, the Constitution doesn't guarantee hate speech. The Constitution guarantees any speech, particularly offensive speech because if it wasn't going to offend and it was going to be benign, it wouldn't have needed to be protected in the first place.
Pro-Second Amendment. So if he's running against a Debbie Stabenow, and here's a guy that's going to stand up to the media and the press, as opposed to somebody who's more gentlemanly, that sounds more couth, but when the press comes after them, they curl up or they just stand. The other thing that's really made me angry is what happens. The press goes after individual Republicans, and then you see the other Republicans going, oh, thank heavens, not me. And they just sort of walk away looking the other direction while the other person's torn apart by the media. Now, one of the people the media could not tear apart was Donald Trump, which was amazing because
he fought back.
He's fought back. And because he was a billionaire, he actually did have some resources to fight back.
But, you know, Chris Rock or any Republican running for senator, basically the only questions that are going to be asked of them is what's your opinion of Donald Trump? And the only thing the Democrat candidates are going to do is they're going to run against Donald Trump. They're not going to run against whoever they're running against. They're going to say we have a mandate to overturn the Trump agenda.
I'd say the Kid Rock would be pushing the envelope enough that they might see if they can actually go after him with some of the things he said.
In his own right.
But yeah, they might go after some of the things he said in his own right or go after some of his videos. So it would be very interesting. But just going to a whole different topic now is you probably noticed that we've had a couple of our Arleigh Burke destroyers crashing into freighters and tankers. In the media, right?
Yes.
The John McCain,
We were talking about that last week.
The U.S.'s John McCain.
Yeah, my guest last week said the John McCain didn't know whether to go to the left or the right. That's why it crashed.
That's pretty brutal, but that is funny. But yes, so we've had that. And those are the kind of things. If you're a Navy captain and your ship runs aground, you crash into another ship, your career is over. It's over. And to think that a Navy ship with, even though they are, I will say this, one of the reasons we've been having some issues is these ships are undercrewed. They're supposed to have about 315, 320 crew members, and they're crewing them now at about 260 members.
Yeah, well, that's more than we can thank Obama for.
Well, no, it's not. This
was the military being decreased before? I know Obama decreased it significantly.
It was. This is something that's been a trend before.
Mike, by the way, follows the military very closely and has written some excellent articles on mistakes that we're making in the military as far as equipment on National Review. Yeah.
This issue transcends the Obama administration. It started back in the Bush administration, somebody called minimal manning. And what they've been trying to do is, in order to save money, to give more money to defense contractors, they've been trying to reduce the staff. So if they can reduce the staff on a ship, they can say the cost of operating it per year, including the cost of buying it, is less. And then they can spend more money and send more money to defense contractors. It's a very bad system. But the bottom line is they used to have four watchstanders on top of the time. These would be four people situated around the ship to watch for other ships and things like that. They reduced it to one. That one person was likely a 19-year-old kid watching. Plus, they're supposed to have automatic collision control device. But regardless of that, there is no way that a Navy ship like that should be running into a merchant ship. Those Arleigh Burke destroyers are tremendously agile. They can accelerate and stop on the dime. There's no way that they should be hitting a slow freighter or a slow. So something's going wrong. Something needs to be corrected. And I think it's a material deficit, but also a manning deficit. And there's a training deficit. We're not training our people and we're not manning these ships like they should be. So the captains will be scapegoated, but it starts at a much higher level than just the captains.
Well, Mike, keep taking a stand. I know that you're a courageous person who will speak his mind. That's very uncommon these days, so stick with it. We'll have you on our show again real soon. We'll see you next week, everybody.
The Bob Siegel Show on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Bob Siegel.